This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Fine Gael Senator Sean Kine has called for the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland to reform how they conduct building energy ratings. And Sean Kine is with us now. Sean, there is a fair financial implication depending on what rating you end up with. So how is the SEA getting it wrong?
Well, first of all, Anton, the BR do, or the SEI do tremendous work, and the government has given a strong commitment to fund retrofitting of homes into the future. Most of it paid by the carbon tax, it has to be said, which is worth noting with all that has gone on in the last period of time, and some that call for the abolition of carbon tax. So there's some €5 billion committed to out to 2030 to improve retrofitting of homes, to improve the energy standards, and effectively to reduce the costs of keeping your home warm and running the energy costs of homes. Look, the SEI, as I said, they're very user friendly systems in terms of eligibility and in terms of all of that. But there are, I have concerns, and these have been brought to my attention regarding the assessments and the objectivity of assessments in relation to where documentation isn't available by the applicant, which can end up with the exact same house potentially arriving at two different ratings, if two assessors were to do the same rating. So that's not fair. It could have implications.
So hang on a minute. So what you're saying is that the BER come in, and depending on who looks at your house, they lick a finger, stick it in the air and say, I think one rating, the other person thinks another.
Not quite that, though. I mean, it is a professional job, but there is a documentation that is required in relation to previous works that may not be available. So where genuine improvements have been done previously, but the applicant lacks paperwork, may get an artificially low rating, or indeed if they bought the home and don't have the history, if you like, of the home, that can have implications. So,
but surely that would be the same regardless of which assessor. If either assessor arrives up and say, you claim to have re-insulated that cavity wall, give me the evidence of it, and there is no documentation to support it, wouldn't both assessors arrive at the same conclusion then?
Well, the situation is, from the evidence that I've seen, that it's not always the case, and that's the concern that I have. I mean, there are implications in relation to costs and the benefits that the applicant ends up getting. And I mean, this is very important in terms of the funding commitment by government, first of all, the commitment in terms of reducing energy, the running costs of one's home, and also the fact that this is important in terms of meeting our climate change targets, but more importantly, in terms of reducing energy costs.
And that's, now, Sean, you say that in terms of the evidence that you have seen, what's the evidence that you have seen?
From people that I'm dealing with on the ground.
So you have constituents coming in saying, I have had two different assessors look at my house and got two different reports?
That's the gist of it here. So, I mean, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned, and I think that we need a system that
Sean, have you gone back to the SEAI? And if so, what do they say?
I'm in the process of engaging with the SEI on these things. But I think it's important that we realise that the SEI do great work. The government commitment is there, as I said, mainly from the carbon tax. And it's important that we target those properties, particularly older properties, at those with the lowest energy rating, that we ensure that that work continues. And we've seen good news in relation to the windows and external doors will open for application in March, has opened in March of this year. There are substantial grants available for a range of works, and it's important that we continue to roll out the money to increase the grants where necessary to keep up with the increase in costs because of inflationary costs across a range of sectors, and ensure that we get the maximum benefit from the investment of the Irish taxpayer in relation to the carbon tax payments in particular.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. Sean Kine, Fine Gael Senator there, 53106. If you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.